Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your boy, Bruce Thomas III. You already know who it is. Coming fresh off my 43rd birthday, which was yesterday, March 29th. Wednesday. Still reporting live from the hospital. I've been here now, this go around, maybe 2 weeks. I think I'm going to get to go home Friday or Monday. They had to make sure they ran all the tests, ran all this, ran all that. Now, we already knew. A lot of people, if you knew me, they already knew I had diabetes. So we was already dealing and working with it. Me being me, the average person, stopped taking my insulin like I was supposed to, and I ended up getting real sick. Ended up at the hospital, it was back in like December. But at this point, they were just like, oh, he just real exhausted. He real dehydrated. We got to get some fluids in him. So they did that. Life was going good. Got out the hospital. My aunt wanted me to move in with her, so I moved in with her. Everything was going good. About 2 weeks, I was still feeling healthy. Everything. This is after, because I had been back. Because I had been back in the hospital for like another 2-3 weeks prior to that. And when I finally left, I went with my aunt Gwen. And life was going good, just me and her. She was in her room, I'd be in my room. And if we ain't doing nothing, I might be up watching TV at 9, at 7:30, she might be asleep. But I started feeling myself again, like, even though I was taking the medicine that they sent me home with, the IV stuff, everything, I was just feeling myself getting real weak again, real weak. And my dad texted me, not this Sunday, it had to be like 2 Sundays ago. And he was just like, he's like, how you feeling? When I was over there yesterday, you were asleep. So I was like, how you feeling? I said, I'm good. That's my answer to life, I'm good. Because I always tell people, if I ain't, what you gonna do to fix it? But I guess it just didn't sit right with my dad on Sunday, so I told him that. I said, if I don't feel no better, we can go to the hospital tomorrow, man. Whatever. But I knew my dad like I knew my dad. When I hung up the phone, I knew he was on the way over there. He was like, okay. Well, we was texting. So, like, when he finished that text, like, okay, I laid there. I said, he'll be here in about 30 minutes. Sure enough, 30 minutes passed by. He come by. Him and my aunt both had to convince me to get up, go to the hospital. I was tired. I was wore out. I'm not a quitter. I don't quit. I was just wore out. Like, I was just tired. I'm just tired. And so finally after that, finally got me to get dressed, put some clothes on. I hadn't been using my body as much as I used to, so I could walk. But my legs were so weak, like I didn't have that stability. So like me and my dad walking downstairs and my aunt, if one of them let me go, it might be lights out. And that's how we ended up in this go round. So I come in. And they was telling me about, we did the research and the x-rays and the this and the that. And we found that you have a mass next to your colonoscopy. Like, what did it mean? And the lady was just like, it's possibly cancerous. At this point, they didn't have an answer for me. Like, they was, like, giving me, the expert opinion. So I'm like, bet. They did what they had to do. Ran tests, did a little colonoscopy, filled through their thing, and find out, sure enough, come back, it was a mass, and it was cancerous. So, like, the lady, I remember, she came in there and told me. She was like, the nurse is like, well, the results came back. You do have cancer. And I'm like, oh, damn. Like, you know me? And that's fucked up. And she got real quiet. And she almost got, she was finna cry. So she was asking me, like, how I feel. I said, I don't really feel no kind of way. I said, I come from a family where we fighting each other regardless. And I said it to say, like, once I get it now, it ain't nothing I can even change it. Like, I can either help my situation or hurt my situation, one of the two. Like, it ain't no in-between. It ain't like I'm going to wake up next morning and take a vitamin and life going back to good. Nah. But I told her, I said, honestly, I'm not. I So I'm not afraid. I ain't scared. None of that. Because I was 42, of course, at the time. I was like, man, even if I passed the day outside, I had some of the best friends in life. George, Nitro, Trey, Marcus, Tyrese, Sellers, T.T., Sean, Bobby, Lil Chris, all of them. I've been knowing them guys, knowing George and Nitro, 30 plus years. I've been knowing Chris and Sean and all of them, 25 plus years. And we had some of the best times, and everything was okay. I was not preparing to die. But it's the same token. I don't know if I would have been upset. I just feel like I had a decent life. I mean, but they said rather be loved than not be loved at all. So at first I had a friend in love, I was 18. I've been married. I had a fiance. But all of a sudden, the Elton May bust out of me, because Elton May was like, nah, we ain't doing no quitting, like, we ain't doing none of that. So ever since then, and I just get up every day, I do what I gotta do until I get released. I should be getting released either this Friday or Sunday, one of the two. Friday or Monday, sorry. But I get up, nurses come in, I take my vitamins, I do this. I rehab through the hospital, walk around, make sure my legs and everything's still moving. And it's just life. But I say it all that to say, man, look. When you're young and old, people always say, God ain't gonna put on you no more than you can handle. You young, you don't really understand what they're talking about. So you be like, man, get away from me. But as you get older, you do, you understand. People ask me how I feel every day, like lately, the last month. I said, I'm built for it. I said, you mean my mama? Man, my dad? Siblings? Cousins? Man, I'm built for it. We don't know how to quit. Even if we getting beat down, we don't know how to quit. Me and my whole family, we've been competitive so long, I don't know what to do. Even me and my partner, Little Joy, we used to play NBA Live 92, 93 or whatever. Or Bulls versus Lakers, or NBA Live 94. This is back on Sega, and like, we was like 12 or 13. This is before they started saving games halfway in the middle, so before we cut the game out, we gonna continue that during the morning. But we had to end up being smart, because sometimes we spend out at his house. If his mama see the light on the game, she just cut it off. So we started going to sleep, joysticks on the floor. But we'll leave like a comfort over the gaming system so she can't see the light. But now we don't have a problem now, because it'll pick up wherever you want it to pick up at. But I say it all as to say, man, like, never give up on your hopes and dreams. Like, it's never too late to dream a new dream. At all. So, I guess do the best you can. I guess it can work out the way it's supposed to. Yeah, have a good night. Oh, excuse me, a good morning. Love y'all.